When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
You're nearly a luxurious necessity. I couldn't imagine ever living without.
Okay, Joey Pals.
I suppose I could somehow
I know about this song. I'm not sure I'm going to come up with it. It's Cole Porter. This might even be him singing it. And Rick thinks he stumped me.
Without a call, picture heaven firmament. Without a star,
fix your
fancy Chrysler.
Fix something.
Without a fiddle,
picture a picture of
without
me
fiddle,
without you.
Picture good cigar.
It's coming. He's going to sing
without
that. Wait.
Havana, picture Huey Long, Lake Louisiana. Mix them all together. And what have you got? Just a picture of me without you.
I love it. Do you know he did all the music for the Grace Kelly, Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby remake of Philadelphia Story called, I just blanked. What was it called? The remake of the Philadelphia Story. Hold on, we've got to Google this. Remake of the Philadelphia Story was called da 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 da. I can see Louis Armstrong singing it. High Society. Okay, Joey Pals, the show can go on. Okay, Joey Pals, we're sharing the heartbeats with Craig Prater. He's our Talk of Stars honoree for today. Okay, we talked about your happy childhood. Nobody will believe that. Now, take us to your career.
Yes.
The one I know and any others you want to share with me.
Well, I have to start out with what's going to be exposed in your next segment. So I have to tell it because it's going to be public information here in a short period of time. I started my career working for a company called Redken Laboratories, who went on to be Redken Fifth Avenue by L'Oreal. So I was their director of show and education productions. So when they introduced a new product, I would create the promotional event to launch a new product. So I did that for over 10 years.
Where?
In Los Angeles. But we did international seminars. So we did our first big internet. We did seminars across North America. But then we did an international seminar at the Superdome. We had the biggest hair company's event in the Superdome, where we had the parades and 5,000 hairdressers sitting on the base of the Superdome. And then our next year, we went to Monte Carlo in Monaco. So that's what we did for a period of time. And then I moved to Palm Springs from Los Angeles.
Because?
Because I was offered a job at the new place called DAP, or Desert AIDS Project. I was their director of development, and I did that then for almost 5 years, where again we had the walk that is so successful and has happened here recently. It's just been fabulous, so I'm glad to see it's doing well. But
was that, Greg?
That would have been 87, 88, and maybe then to 93, something like that. That was maybe be off a year, either way. But those were in the days where you didn't even talk about it. You couldn't say the word AIDS. But then, because I became friends of a lovely lady that we all know in the desert by the name of Betty Ford.
Yes.
And the first lady became a friend, and she supported the efforts of the DAP. I love Betty Ford. And then a lady by the name of Joan Kroc, who was the wife of the McDonald's group of restaurants. And once they come on board, along with Steve Chase, it become kind of the in thing to be a part of in the desert then. And all of a sudden, it was okay. So when I left there, it was on a good track at that point. But then my last year there, I got a call from a man named Sonny Bono.
Yes.
And he said, Craig, I want you to come over and be my executive director for a new film festival I'm working on.
What year was that?
That would have been 93. And I said, Sonny, I don't know anything about film other than I just enjoy going to the movies. He said, I'm not looking for somebody that knows a lot about film. He says, I can handle that. You've got to help me promote the event. And that's one of the best lessons I learned in my career was Sonny was all about publicity. So
smart
that started
man.
My film festival career that I did for over 30 years.
And me too there joined up with you somewhere along the line.
Yep.
Gee, that those first few years it was the Supples.
Oh.
John Westman.
Yep.
Sonny Bono. I don't know if the Tribe was involved.
Okay. Oh, that was you're putting good at your memory there, Miss Joey. My first year we didn't know where the next dime was coming from in the early years of the film festival. And I thought,
at the Riviera, I think.
Well, yes. And I become friends with Richard Milanovich. And I said, Richard, we need some help. He says, well, what kind of help? I said, money. We don't have any money. And when he gave us that check for $25,000, we thought, liable to survive now.
Yes.
But yes, that was the launch of that. And I was so appreciative that first year, I put his table of everyone from the tribe on the front row at the awards gala. Well, that was a different time. So to put Richard's group on the front row, everybody was looking, Craig, well, I said, they gave us $20,000 and Richard's a friend. We put them on the front
row.
That's
right.
So that's how everything got started with some finances coming in. And then the next year, I met a young man by the name of Norman Buzz Stussy, who was the rep for a company called Nortel Networks. And what happened? He said, well, Craig, we don't have a lot of money to start out, but we could give you $25,000. So we got another check for $25,000, only to be turned into a five-year contract that each year surpassed $1 million.
And it became known as the Nortel.
At that time, the Nortel Palm Springs Internet. Now, that didn't set well with a lot of people because we were kind of losing our recognition of the Palm Springs International Film Festival. And so it was then Nortel Palm Springs International.
Right.
But you know
I'd
what?
I'd forgotten that.
We do what we need to do financially to make things work in the best interest of the company you're representing. So we did it and it was great. And look what it's turned into today. It's
yes. Wonderful. Now you went on to be lured away and did film festivals.
That's right. Well, when Sonny was gone, after we lost Sonny, it wasn't the same. I plead guilty. I had fun working with Sonny. He made it fun. He gave us all challenges, and Sonny gets all the credit for those wonderful days at the film festival. But then when I left Palm Springs Film Festival, the Royal Thai government said, would you come to Bangkok and help us do an international film festival in Bangkok, Thailand? I said, I've never been to Bangkok. And then I thought, I heard Sonny's voice saying, no, and you had never been with film festivals, so
yes.
Get your butt over there and work. So I sat down
Bangkok.
With the Royal Thai government, and Her Royal Highness Princess Ratana she was one of the daughters of the king and mm-hmm. queen of Thailand.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's right. But, oh, that, you know what? Now, that's funny you saying that, because when I got there, I thought, oh, are you real fans of the king and I? Well, you don't say that to Thai people. So I made my first political faux pas, right? I hadn't been there in just a month, and I was already kind of messing up things.
Oh.
But a fun story about that when I got started, they wanted me to help set up the budget for the first year of the Bangkok International Film Fest. I said, that's fine, but I haven't in my mind created that conversion rate of the U.S. dollar to the baht. So could you talk to me in U.S. dollars? No problem, Khun Craig. I say, all right, fine. So they said, okay, now the first year for the budget, we can only give you $15 million. I said, oh, no, please. No, don't talk to me in baht. Talk to me in U.S. dollars. They said, that is
U.S. dollars.
Well, in my world, you know, that was a... So I said, U.S. dollars? And they said, yes. I go, what? Well, they thought my what was an insult, that was an insult that there wasn't
not enough.
So they said, okay,
oh.
$18 million the first year, but that not a penny more.
Oh, my stars.
Now, when I learned not only was I going to get $18 million U.S. dollars for the first year's budget, they owned the airlines so we could fly everyone first class. They owned all the hotels so we could put everybody in five-star hotels.
I worked the Dusitani.
Oh, all right.
Headlined.
Yep.
Loved it.
Yep.
Oh, my
so
stars.
So it was stars.
How many years did you
five.
Do?
5 years. And
I didn't remember the money.
And I would have stayed there, but there was a military coup that took over the government, and the prime minister had to seek refuge in London, and they asked the Americans to all leave. So
what year was that?
That would have been 91 or 92 to 93, 94, something like that.
Okay, so then you left and came back
yep.
to?
I was asked by the government of Cape Town, of South Africa, to help them get a government-sponsored film festival in Cape Town. So I was there for 2 years.
How'd the money do in Cape Town?
Well, it was good, but not like Bangkok.
No.
Nothing ever equaled Bangkok.
I've never been to South Africa.
Well,
I've been to Egypt on the continent of Africa, but not...
Cape Town was gorgeous, but that was, you know, apartheid and all that was going on, and it wasn't all settled, and so I wasn't comfortable. I love my diversity world, and I wasn't comfortable with the way everybody would.
Now, was your husband with you through all this?
With me, yes, but was he a partner? Because he had a career all of his own, so he was traveling all over the world with his work. So
my question is, when we think of the Palm Springs International Film Festival, you and I both know what it is, how wonderful it is. What is the perception of film in Bangkok and South Africa?
Totally different. The Thai people absolutely love American films, but they love the action films. We had to make sure we had action films for Bangkok. Cape Town was British Thais, and so it was a little more American sophistication. That's different. So they were totally different in their taste of films.
And how did you like? I loved Bangkok. I mean,
I had friends.
The Oriental Hotel.
Oh, I stayed at the Shangri-La Hotel. I was the 25th floor, which, by the way, I was there during the tsunami.
Oh, I worked the Shangri-La Hotel in Singapore, Mandarin.
Yeah,
chain. But the Oriental Hotel in Bangkok is where Anna and the King of Siam.
Oh, I know.
You know.
I know exactly, because that was just across the river from my Shangri-La where I lived.
And the food. Oh my goodness.
Yes, it was good. But you know what? I wasn't the typical American tourist that loved the Thai food, because
it's very spicy.
When you're there working, everyone was eating Thai food off the street, and I guess I was just not accustomed to watching the flies and bugs fly everywhere, and everyone is no big deal, and no one ever got sick.
But it's Joey Pal's Thai food is the hottest, meaning spiciest food in the world.
Yeah.
But I loved it. Now you've come back after South Africa. You came back to
Cabo St. Lucas. The Mexican government asked me to come in and help work on a film festival.
Bangkok, South Africa, yes. Mexico.
Yes. And we were back and forth there for a number of trips, and I was traveling with a new resident of Palm Springs now by the name of Thomas Castaneda. He is one of the greatest film and actor and film publicist. In fact, when you would watch the Academy Awards or Golden Globes, every now and then when they'd receive their awards, they would say, "We also want to thank Thomas and Nadia for the work on our film." So it all seems to come back or not go away. I don't know which it is.
So Bangkok, South Africa, Mexico.
Okay. Then I started working on Latino film festivals in Florida. Oh, well, no, wait a minute. Before that, I had the Greek film festivals in Los Angeles, so I was doing Greek film
Mexico,
festivals.
Mexico, Greek.
Yep.
Florida.
Yeah. And Florida, when I say Florida, they were Latino film festivals. So.
Which was your favorite? Bangkok, South Africa, Mexico, Greek, Florida?
Easy answer. Bangkok. Oh, Bangkok. Yeah. Because I had unlimited funds, and they loved the Americans, and we were kind of like gods to them. They were just fabulous. I loved them.
So your career headline would be
international film festivals.
Love it.
And that's what's going to be discussed in the next segment.
That's
of
right.
What as, shows up for people to see.
As soon as I do and say, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.